All right, so you guys sent this in, and we had to take a look.
Yeah, this one's wild.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
Really, really out
It's
there.
the Echo 9 thing, right? From like 1961, supposedly, that military experiment.
Yeah, up in Massachusetts, near the Vermont border.
Okay, so the basic story that's sort of floating around out there is that this was
A top secret program
a
there.
top secret initiative to basically create super soldiers.
Yeah, they wanted to engineer super soldiers.
But not in like the traditional way that you think of with like,
Right.
training and.
No, they were thinking way outside the box.
Yeah.
We're talking splicing human DNA with reptilian DNA,
And not just any reptiles.
specifically giant Amazonian turtles.
Yeah, like where do you even get that idea? Like
Yeah.
it sounds like something out of a comic book.
Right. It's like a pulpy sci-fi premise.
Totally. And the thinking was, okay, you get like the strength and the
The
resilience.
regenerative
Yeah,
properties.
like all the stuff that makes these turtles, so amazing.
Yeah.
You graft that onto a human and boom.
You've got your super soldier.
Yeah, instant Captain America, but like with a shell, maybe? I don't know.
Well, the reports indicate that things didn't quite go according to plan.
Yeah, no kidding.
It seems like after about 14 weeks, the hybrid embryos they were working with, they started showing some pretty significant physical
So
deformities.
no super strength then.
Quite the muscle development, the skeletal structure, it just wasn't there.
Huh.
But here's the twist: their neurological development, it went through the roof.
Really?
Oh yeah. One subject in particular, Unit Theta 5, started displaying this just uncanny ability to process information, understand complex commands.
So instead of Captain America, they got Professor X, basically.
It's an interesting analogy. They were aiming for brawn, but they stumbled onto brain power.
Ironic, huh? Like all that focus on the physical and what really changes the game is the mind.
It really highlights the complexity of genetics, you know? You tinker with one thing, and the results can be completely unpredictable.
Talk about unintended
But
consequences, right?
absolutely, and that's just the beginning of the story.
Right, because then things get really weird.
Well, there's that night where everything supposedly went haywire at the facility.
Yeah, sudden power outage. The whole base goes dark.
Cameras go offline, alarms are blaring, and when the backup generators finally kick in,
It's a scene, right? Total chaos.
30 guards are found unconscious. No explanation. And Unit Theta 5 is gone.
Poof. Vanished.
The official story, of course, was just a simple containment breach.
Yeah, right. A little too convenient, if you ask me.
Especially when you consider what comes next. We start seeing these leaked documents popping up online.
And an anonymous source claiming to be a former scientist from the project.
This is where the narrative takes a turn from a failed experiment to something much darker.
Yeah, this alleged insider starts saying that Theta 5 didn't just escape. It actually started to evolve.
Not just physically, but intellectually and even emotionally.
Which is crazy, right? Because we're talking about a creature that's part turtle.
It's a radical concept. They're talking about development of language, empathy, even strategic thinking.
Empathy from a turtle hybrid. That's wild.
It's a real head scratcher. It suggests a transformation at a fundamental biological level.
So are we talking like some kind of mutant mastermind situation here?
Well, the source goes on to suggest that Theta 5 learned to not just blend in with human society,
But potentially infiltrate positions of power.
in global political structures, no
I mean,
less.
that's like a classic conspiracy theory, right? The
Yeah.
idea that someone's pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
It is, but what's so fascinating here is the origin story of the alleged manipulator. We're not talking about a shadowy cabal or a secret society.
We're talking about a creature born from a failed military experiment.
It really makes you wonder what would motivate such a being. What would its goals be?
Yeah, would it even care about things like human rights or democracy?
Or would it have a completely different set of priorities?
Right, because if you think about it, its entire existence has been about survival and adaptation.
It had to escape a top secret facility, learn to blend in with humans, potentially manipulate them to get what it needs.
That's a lot of pressure to put on a creature that was never supposed to exist in the first place.
It really makes you wonder what kind of impact it could have on the world if it really is out there pulling strings.
Right. Like, how would we even know?
And that's where things get really interesting because let's be real here.
We're not saying any of this is definitely true.
Of course not.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the sources you sent was labeled as a fictional narrative analysis.
Yeah. It basically said up front that this is a story, a work of imagination.
It's meant to be entertaining, thought-provoking, but not necessarily factual.
Right. And even Inspector Story, who's been sharing a lot of this stuff.
They definitely approach it with a sense of fun.
Yeah, it's like they're enjoying the ride.
So we're kind of in this gray area, right? Between spooky possibility and, you know, just a really good story.
Exactly. But even if we acknowledge that it's fiction, it's still pretty wild to think about,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. It taps into some pretty deep-seated fears, I think.
Like the fear of the unknown, the fear of things we can't control.
The idea that maybe we're not at the top of the food chain anymore.
Right, or that someone or something else is calling the shots,
It's unsettling.
to say the least. So let's say, for the sake of argument, that Theta 5 is real.
All right, let's go down that rabbit hole.
What do you think its goals would be?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but if we look at its journey so far,
Escaping captivity, adapting to a new environment, learning to manipulate its surroundings.
it seems like survival is a key motivator.
Right. So maybe its goal is just to continue existing, to thrive.
Maybe it sees humanity as a threat, or maybe it sees us as a resource to be exploited.
Or maybe it sees us as something else entirely, something we can't even comprehend.
That's the truly unsettling thought, isn't it? That there might be forces at work in the world that operate on a completely different level than we do.
And that we might be completely oblivious to their existence.
It's enough to make you question everything you thought you knew about reality.
It really is. So what do you think, folks?
Yeah.
Is Theta 5 out there somewhere pulling the strings?
Or is this just a really good story, a cautionary tale about the dangers of scientific ambition?
Either way, it's a reminder that there's a lot we don't know about the world.
And that the truth might be stranger than fiction?
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. And
Keep those theories coming.
yeah, and if you see any giant turtles walking around wearing suits,
You might want to give us a call.
yeah, stay safe out there.
And keep your eyes open.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.